Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Show's going to begin.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. I believe we're live. We should be live. I am BBD. That is Joe's McFly. Yep, we're live, and it's yelling at me. Welcome to Talkin' Yanks pregame show. I'm BBD. Joe's McFly is here. Joe's, how you doing? How you feeling? Today's a flu game for you.
I'm doing much better this morning. It wasn't that good at all. I was in a lot of bad situations.
I didn't like hearing that you weren't feeling well.
Corbin was not feeling
at the office. He was sad about it.
I know. I wanted to see him. I had a whole bunch of questions prepped for him that I wanted to ask him, and I wasn't able to.
We were able to ask him some good questions. He'll be, but this is for the people, he'll be on tomorrow's Wake and Jake. So that's exciting. Big get for that show. So that's all good. But, Joe, we have more pressing matters at hand. The Yankees begin a 3-game set with the Oakland A's.
Oakland Anabolics.
The Oakland Anabolics. Would you?
Is this a trap series? Can this be a trap series? Just win two series at home?
Please win two.
Yes, minimum.
Win these first two, and then if you want to let Sears have fun in the last one, I won't be happy about it, but like that happens.
Yeah.
Double check. I think that's going to be JP Sears in the last game. It feels like Sears and Monty win their games. We were talking about this in the office a little bit in the 6-game roadie. Sears and Monty win their games, or Monty's life of destiny for bad luck leads to like a bait or 2-run homer. Yanks win 2-1.
Need the Yankees to win, have a successful road trip. We looked at the schedules. Schedule's actually supposed to be easier coming up. But it doesn't matter until you play them. So
got to win those games just because the schedule's. You still got to do your job.
Exactly. Do your job. Indeed. So I just noticed I got to clean my glasses. My glasses look a little foggy.
While you clean your glasses, I will tell you and the people who the Yankees are trotting out there. Johnny Brito, he'll be getting the start today. He officially will be sent down after this game for Ian Hamilton. So tough draw for Johnny there. DJ LeMahieu leads off at second base. That used to be the old formula. Harrison Bader bats second in center field. Anthony Rizzo at first base bats third. Giancarlo Stanton is the DH. He bats fourth. Jake Bowers in the 5-hole in right field. Josh Donaldson bats sixth at third base. Billy McKinney in left field batting seventh. Anthony Volpe is batting eighth. He plays shortstop. And Jose Trevino is our catcher this evening. Anything stick out to you about the lineup, Joes?
This is the one thing that kind of sticks out to me just looking at this lineup. I like seeing DJ back at the leadoff. I feel like I talked about that on the Talking Yanks app, that the lineup is a little unlocked when DJ gets going, got going a little bit in the series, some hard hit doubles, looking for more of that, especially against Oakland, get some more confidence. And then he kind of sets the table for everybody else. I like that. Let's get it.
Yeah. Kind of a half what to watch for is the trio of DJ, Rizzo, Stanton. Now Rizzo seems like he may have broken out of his slide, but it'd be nice if he could announce himself as fully going.
Yes.
Again.
Yes.
You need, if at least one of those guys is fully going in this series, that should be enough to get 2 out of 3 from Oakland. If two of them are fully going, It feels like sweep territory.
Yes, please. So
at least one of you. Let's do this. Come on.
Please. Yeah. What to watch for is definitely that top three of the lineup. You're so dead on about that. Bader's a huge difference maker. I feel like I've come to that realization for the first time after this past series. And I'm like, man, the team is so different when he's not out there. So, and then
he affects so many things.
He does. He's just, he affects so many things. I'm a Stan.
And that first Texas game, I hate to revisit old things, but like, and IKF has done overall a very good job becoming a real center fielder. But I mean, if Bader's out there, that big play doesn't really happen.
Yeah.
It'd be an outlier for him. So that at least doesn't get by him like that. Bader's really good and they need him. One of the bigger Boone updates from the episode, Bader will sit at least one game in this 6-game period, which I don't know, kind of everybody will, because that's how the Yankees play.
I like when Boone announces it. If he's announcing it ahead of time, then it's like people are not surprised by it anymore. You know what I mean? Yeah. Where it's like, yeah, hey, we're going to sit him X amount of days. I don't want to run him, you know. Maybe we'll let the reins go a little bit after the All-Star break, but he talked about the tissue stuff. You know, we don't want that reoccurring again. So I get him on that. I get him on that.
When these first two games get in the off day, last day in Oakland, and then have him be full go for the revenge series in St. Louis.
Yeah, why not?
Hopefully, a part of me is very unnecessarily fearful. Like, the Yanks are going to sit him that first St. Louis game, aren't they? Because that's just be so the Yankees. But maybe they're better than that. We put it in Booney's head today. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
The last game of this set.
It's better the last game of this set. After you won two in a row, then you figure it out. Oakland feels like such a big outfield, though. I feel like it's like a huge outfield out there.
You honestly might even, you're going to want some rangier corner outfielders too, which tonight they, I suppose, have Bowers, McKinney. There's just a lot of foul territory too. You want your good outfield. And agreed. I guess all the outfielders, they don't currently have an outfielder besides Stanton, who's like not rangy, I suppose. So I don't know what to do with that information, but like everybody else that's an outfielder, that's an outfield option, I would give a rangy title. I guess Bowers isn't literally that, but that's like, I don't know. I've seen him run. He gets a good jump.
Does IKF have range? He's an outfielder now. We got to consider him an outfielder.
Yeah, IKF's got range.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's fair. Should we path a victory?
Let's path the victory here. I didn't get the pitching up here, but Brito, last time Canovio and I just wanted five.
Yeah.
Actually, we thought four, right? We thought like four, and then we pieced it together. And
I think that was his first like start back, right? So
right, that was his first start
back. We're not asking for much.
It's Oakland. Can I get five from him again? Can I just get five?
I think five's reasonable. It's a, you know,
he might give us six.
They're literally a major league team, but like there's a lot of guys who wouldn't be on a lot of other major league rosters, and we can be honest about that. And Brito should be able to give you five innings through that. If he gives six, great. Very much on the table. But let's bank on five. I don't know if anybody is like unavailable in the event of an emergency. I would imagine they try to stay away from Marinaccio. That's the only one that.
Yeah, Marinaccio pitch.
Like they might be trying to avoid. Clay should be in this game if it's a safe spot.
Look, I think, well, Canley's available.
Canley's available.
IKF is available, of course. Holmes, you know, all the big guys. But no, seriously, I mean, King had 20 pitches his lap, but he had a day off yesterday.
Yeah, we got I think he's available.
He's available.
Maybe he's not part of the plan. I don't think I'd have him as in the plans for tonight, but this could easily be a. And there's a lot of lefties at the top of this A's lineup. I'm sure they have pinch hit options there, but
Tyler might see a Ramirez. Game. Ramirez might make an appearance in this game.
Yeah, or is this going to be Wandy's get right series? He could find him a lefty lane.
Gotta be a get right series for him. I need him to get it right. You're right, but he hasn't. Yeah, so he's super available. Wandy, what he had 9 pitches on the 23rd, 11 pitches on the 24th. Day off. I mean, I think he's good to go.
Yeah, he should be good. He'll get so let's pencil Clay in for the 9th inning. He's the closer again.
We're working backwards. So let's go.
Got to fill 6, 7, and 8. One of those will be Wandy, which everyone has the lefty lane.
Yes,
Wandy. For all intents and purposes, let's call that the 6th after Brito. Okay. Let's give Canely the 8th. He'd get
I like Canely.
If the lefty lane comes around again, he's kind of your lefty guy.
And then you get Holmes closing it out. So it's 5.
So 5 for Brito. So we need in theory one more inning in there. Jimmy Cordero, fine.
Cordero looks like the guy. 18 pitches. Well, no, he's good.
He should be good. Cordero's got the bodies. Do I sneak Albert Abreu in here?
You could sneak him in, but that's a little. I don't know. He had 31.
Opening game of a series. Let's use the team and get a win. And if you want to get cute games 2 and 3 after you bank a win, it's less egregious. Game one, you know, it feels cool.
You know what may happen? Who you said Brito's going down tomorrow, right?
It seems like Brito is slated to go down for Ian Hamilton.
They might burn another guy, knowing that they have another bullpen arm coming in tomorrow. So
yeah, they could use. They might have a quick trigger, just because they have a guy coming back to give extra rest, and they'll have an extra bullpen guy for at least one turn through the rotation, maybe.
Oh yeah,
maybe I'll have to do some schedule watch and counting. Maybe like until Rodon's back.
Yeah,
I don't know if he comes back on stock and off days. Yeah, we were trying to do some math on it because they said he would Boone said the plan is for him to pitch the first game back from the All-Star break, and that would be his second start. But he's gonna come back before that, before the break. But he would get the first start back from the break. So if he came back the 5th, that would be like 10 days between. And he had said that Orioles Cubs area, which everyone had been saying the 5th, but when he lumped the Cubs in there, I think that might have been a hint that they might go for the 7th. And I think if they did that, then his first two starts would each be on 6 days rest, if I've counted correctly. So I don't know. Not much. As long as he comes back, you know?
As long as he comes back and he's healthy. That's what we need.
Yeah. They've got bodies. Wandy get right this series.
A lot of people are going to get right this series.
That's the dream, isn't it?
Let's do it.
Homer draft is the Homer draft. Speaking of people we want to get right this series, I do have the first pick, and I will be taking Giancarlo Stanton. He has homered off of a starter, Paul Blackburn. He's one of two current Yankees to have done that, and he's 3 for 4 off in total. I will be selecting Giancarlo Stanton with my first pick. Plus, you never know if he's going to just be sitting. So you have 2 selections, Stanton unavailable to you.
BBD, that is a great pick. Must applaud you for that. I will be going with a guy that I believe it's getting it going. It's going to really, you talked about it earlier, we want this guy to really get it going and kind of like show that I'm back moment. And I'm going to go with Anthony Rizzo here. And I got back-to-back picks. I got back-to-back picks. I believe in I believe in revenge series. I got to take the kid. Billy the Kid. Billy McKinney. Homa. I think he's going yard against his team.
Oh, I really love that.
Love that. Take him, Billy McKinney going yard. And Rizzo. Lock it in.
I really like that. Every Yankee who has faced Paul Blackburn previously has gotten a hit off of him. So that's great. That's exciting.
Love that.
Billy McKinney has not faced him yet. I believe in the revenge series thing, too. I like that. Ooh, I see a guy. Two guys with extra base hits. And one of those guys. Homers. Ugh. I can't pick that guy.
You should take Glaber.
I will take Jake Bowers. one of the few guys to believe in. And for the sake of people being able to tweet at me if it happens otherwise, the other one in consideration was Josh Donaldson. But the dude, if he gets a hit, he hits a homer.
The problem is that when he homers, we lose. So I don't like that.
Yeah. He does so far. So far. Update I didn't like about Terry Francona.
What?
Terry Francona's not managing tonight, feeling not well. So
I don't like that.
Good luck to him. Met him very briefly at winter meetings. Actually, it wasn't very briefly. We sat down for like 20 minutes. Me, him, and Chris Rose.
Yeah, so I met him. Chris Rose is a big Francona guy. I met him in spring training in Arizona. Real cool. He's taller than what you think.
Yeah, he's a big guy. I didn't expect him to like have such gravity to him.
He does.
But he's a presence. Like, you know,
he's definitely got some gravitas, some presence to him.
So yes.
Hopefully he's good.
Really nice guy. If you want to meet a manager, befriend Chris Rose. He'll get you in with every manager. That's how I met like 9 of them during winter meetings. Nice. So I have Giancarlo Stanton and Jake Bowers. Anthony Rizzo and Billy McKinney are yours. The Pistons are picking up Alec Burks's $10.5 million player option, or not player option, team option. For 2023-24, so congrats, Alec Burks. You get to stay in Detroit, I guess. And that brings us to the over-under.
Babes, I think this one's going to be high. I think this one might be in the, let's see, 8.5?
The line is 7.5 again.
What? Oakland, probably because of the foul territory. It's
This feels like Vegas knows something.
It feels like Vegas knows something.
Vegas knows something. As much as I've enjoyed Johnny Brito and he's overall got a good spot in my heart, and I trust him against this Oakland team. I don't know how they're projecting a low line for him. Paul Blackburn, the Yankees have all the guys on the team have gotten hits off him that have faced him before.
I'm going over. I mean, the go under here. Let's go on. I'm going over. I'm going right to DraftKings right now.
Everything in my being can't believe that the line is here. And I believe in the Yankees to score some runs off Paul Blackburn because they've done it. I can't shake this feeling that Vegas knows something, and I'll take the under.
Wow.
West Coast, they just got in. Boone lost his baggage last night, and they got it back really late, so he's tired. The team's also groggy as a result. I don't know. Some of the fellas went out to wine country this morning.
Did they? You know what? So they might be relaxed. They went today?
I don't know what the full deal was. I know Booney couldn't go because of the luggage incident, but He took an extra hour or two of sleep and then talked to us. I don't know what the crew was that went, but he said there was some amount of people going. Maybe that's the starters who aren't going today and like some coaches.
That makes sense.
I hate for people to take that information and think I'm saying like the whole team just got drunk. So that's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And so let's go look at some nice landscapes, take some cool pics. And that's the over under. So
I'm going over right now.
That
I did it
means it's premonition time.
Premonition. Let's premo. What do we got?
What am I?
I think I heard something.
Let's hear it.
I just seen something right now. It just came into my mind. I think Anthony Volpe is going to be in the middle of a... He's going to be in the middle of this rally where the Yankees need it. This is going to be early in the game. This was going to get the Yankees going. This was going to get me the over. He's going to get on base. He's going to steal twice. Very exciting, electric. They might even replay on one of them. Doesn't matter. He's safe. He has not been caught stealing. They're going to bring him in. Floodgates open. Let's go. That's my premo.
I think I found what I'm seeing. And I don't necessarily love it. There, you know, we talked about believing in revenge games. And there's a few candidates for that on this A's team. First of all, Tony Kemp always does something against the Yankees, so he will be a pain point at some point in this game. Not what my premo is, just letting the people know that will happen. Yes. That's what Tony Kemp does. But Tyler Wade is the shortstop for these A's, and I have him making a rather dazzling play in the field. He will, you know, he's a glove first guy, rangy. And on the whole, I think Volpe's defense has rated out decently. So I think the Yankees are very content with where that's been. But we're going to see a good play from Wade and think about it. He's going to like have a smile. Okay. I'll be happy for him because I do like Tyler Wade.
Like Tyler Wade. So you think it's a revenge game? You're calling revenge game for Tyler Wade.
That's the type of revenge he's capable of. He'll have a moment, and historically with Tyler Wade, that's going to be defensively or on the base paths. And I believe in him to have an opportunity to make a defensive play more than to be on base.
Okay. So this premo is against the Yankees, kind of.
You see what you see.
You see what you see. It's just what it is.
You can't make these things up. That, I think, is it for our action here tonight. The Yankees, it like just occurred to me this week. It's like fully like a late night week. I guess it's only two games that are really late, but kind of painful. I wasn't excited to realize that. I had to like go get a second coffee this afternoon in preparation.
People are saying that they're promoting that you're gonna go to sleep by the fourth inning.
Oh, go up big, and I will. I'll use Benadryl outside of its intended purpose real quick if they go up big.
We don't encourage that kind of usage, chat.
Yeah, I just do as I say, not as I do. You guys shouldn't do it. Subscribe if you haven't. Check out Ballin' Play League.
Like the video. Subscribe to the channel. Let's go. Go Yanks.
Ballin' Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ballin' Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.